So this is the double flute, and I always like to think about it as like people coming together, and it's two flutes measured out exactly the same, measured, everything's the same on it. And what happens with this double flute is it ends up droning sounds together, and kind of like the way that we need people to come together right now. I learned this song in the woods. You know, it's got no title, but I played this song in the airport in Philadelphia on Christmas Eve. And as I close my eyes, like I do when I play, I go right back to the woods, you know. So I'm doing this in this airport, and when I open my eyes, there's like a ring of people around me. There's like 14 people in a ring, a nice big circle. And after I was done, you know, they kind of dispersed a little bit, but I noticed, you know, that their clothes were tattered. You know, they were kind of dirty. I could kind of smell them. You know, I realized that they're homeless. You know, and I'm a Northwoods kid. You know, I'm not used to that kind of culturally. You know, that was interesting for me. You know, is not as well as unfortunate. And but the flute music had brought us together, you know, for that second. So, you know, one of the guys actually came up and said, "Hey, man, my name's Curtis. That's good flute playing." And I was like, "Oh, hey, thanks, Curtis. My name's Laughing Fox." And he looked at me really weird, and he goes, "Hey, man, how did you know my name was Curtis?" You know, and it was like, at that point, I was like, I didn't know what to do, because, you know, like I said, I can't just run behind a tree and hide. You know, this was life, you know. So I was just kind of thanked him, and I went back to playing, you know. And I watched all these people like slowly go to the benches and slowly find places where they can get comfortable and rest as I played flute music for the rest of Christmas Eve for them. So this song has no title to it, but it's made from the woods. It's made from the earth.